Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Daniel Craig.
He sat me down with Michael and they said, "We want you to be the next James Bond." And I went, "Fuck off."
We all know Daniel Craig from his part as James Bond in the 007 movies. But he's been around a lot longer than that, and I believe he trained at drama school, and he's a professional actor, and he's been in many films before he became Bond, and obviously lots of theatre also. So he was someone who had already worked in the industry for a long time before he got to the big time and hit, you know, went stratospheric with becoming James Bond. But something that happened in his training and that has served him very well is the voice training that he's clearly done. And we can tell this from a few reasons. One, that his air placement is really, really balanced, I find. He uses just enough nasality, just enough space in his mouth, and you can hear his chest resonance. He seemed to get all of his resonance from, at least from this interview that I've picked up. But I think, again, as a professional actor, someone who works on himself and his body and his voice, he's clearly worked to do that. And so in order to do that, he's done lots of, you know, lengthening work, lots of stretching work, lots of relaxation work. I'm sure he doesn't carry around lots of tension. He keeps his belly relaxed. And I'm sure he's someone who does a lot of work on articulation as well. Now, one of the things that stands out about Daniel is he's got quite a kind of small head. Not necessarily small, but it's kind of in proportion. It's kind of sort of. I've got a long face, for example. He's kind of got a short one, and they seem to be quite popular ones anyway on the TV screens. Maybe because they just somehow look better. But I'm not here to judge him on his looks. I want to listen to his voice. One of the things I find that Daniel does is that he really opens space at the back of his jaw. He kind of really, it's almost like he's pulling down here somehow. And, you know, I've talked about this before with other people who have RP accents, especially posh RP and, you know, heightened RP accents, is that they sound like they have a plum in their mouth, and we call it plum in mouth RP. But he's not completely that far. He sounds definitely RP, but not really posh, because sometimes he slips into a bit of a London accent, which is nice to hear, because it's kind of him being himself. And so what happens is, having this space at the back, you can kind of hear it, and he kind of adjusts himself to, it's almost like he's opening the jaw more from his back than the front. Of course, it's attached, so it's difficult to do. So what happens if you try to create that space? You know, you seem to drop things down, and like it moves the jaw down and creates a certain space. And maybe this is why he's getting such a balanced resonance, because he's creating this space at the back, not even yawning like I mostly say about people. For him, you can really hear it in his jaw. And so he kind of has this, let's have a little listen.
A very dear friend of mine.
He's really kind of opening up at the back here. But something else that I've noticed, and probably is what's helping him create that openness at the back, is that he keeps the front very tight and very small. And he doesn't really open his teeth up. He talks through his teeth quite a lot. Listen to this.
Who a casting director called Mary Selway, who had taken me under her wing out of drama school in a very caring and aggressive way.
Yeah, he keeps it very small at the front. Maybe this is part of his physiology, because like I said before, he's kind of you know, he's got a very small chin and small cheekbones, and his face is kind of short, if you like. And maybe that's just directed the way he holds himself, but it's clearly the training that's made him open up at the back and create this space. So he's able, by keeping the front smaller, to articulate his words on his lips clearly, even though anyone else was doing that, they'd sound like they were mumbling. So he's using his jaw, and his jaw is actually helping him to create a warmer, richer sound by just creating that space at the back. But then by keeping it's smaller at the front, sometimes he's speaking through his teeth a little.
Where she'd sort of, I get phone calls sort of early on Sunday mornings going, "Daniel, you're in an interview Monday morning."
There's that. He's not got a lisp, but there's a tendency to sort of speak through the teeth, and it creates a certain buzzing sound. It's very subtle, but I can hear it.
Touchdown.
It's like some people who want to sound cool, try to, you know, really relaxed, and they just sort of, you know, just speak through the teeth a little bit, and it sort of has this buzzing sound. But maybe you can hear it, maybe you can't, but he's creating that sound, which is, you know, considered relaxed and considered quite cool. And some people who just are trying to be cool tend to talk a bit through the teeth like that. And he's got that sort of style about him. So he's opening up at the back and he's talking through his teeth like that. And that's something that I find Daniel Craig does.
Past all the huge movie, the Spielberg movies that came over, but she also cast a lot of the kind of...
But one thing about the way I just did that is that I've been doing lots of physical exercises today and I'm a bit tight and I'm finding it hard to really share the resonance through my nose as well. Somehow I'm a little bit tight in my neck and I'm really not resonant like he is in this picture right now and the way he is in this interview. So with a bit more relaxation in my body, the sounds I would make would be closer to what he's doing. So I'm holding my jaw the same way and I'm kind of speaking through the teeth, but without that nasal resonance and that because there's a bit of restriction. Without that being able to flow, I won't be able to get that depth that he currently has in that interview. And that's something to keep in mind. And I always talk about it, relaxation will help you resonate and speak more effortlessly. And so you don't need to project. It's quite clear actually that once you're relaxed, that these resonators that we have, you know, the cavities that allow vibrations to flow through to produce sound, are much better able to let that sound freely move. So then the idea of projection isn't needed. When you're resonant, you just kind of, it comes out of you and like sound flows freely and can actually be often much more widely, or much better heard and picked up by the audience, by the listener, than just pushing air out, because you might be pushing air through smaller tubes, but if your tubes are bigger, the resonance is just wider and there's more depth to it, and somehow in some degrees that can be much clearer. And because he's not, you know, picking up his volume too much, it sounds great on camera, which is probably something he's got from working on screen too.
I got a call. A very dear friend of mine, who are casting director called Mary Selway.
One thing I'd like to pick up about Daniel Craig here is that he's not afraid, and this isn't an interview, of course, but he's not afraid to say, Now, and this is not really about his voice, but it's about the way he's using it, and the idea that when you are being asked a question, or in a scenario like this, that you shouldn't say is nonsense. And a lot of people get a hard time. I know I've talked about it before in my Toastmasters videos, where there seems to be rituals in some cases where they count how many you say. Now, the only trouble with this is that it makes you a lot more conscious about it and probably makes it worse. When you've been asked a question and you have to think of the answer. Humans, we all go, somehow. We don't all do it. Some people just take that chance to breathe, which is, you know, in many respects, probably a better habit because it leaves the air silent. But some people use it and it helps them collect those thoughts and find those things. And so we shouldn't blame others for it. And I wanted to say that because Daniel Craig is a great example of someone who you can hear say and not think about it, right? Does it matter? Doesn't it make you think, oh, he's thinking about what he's saying? He's telling us with that that, hold on a second, I'm just collecting myself. And then he comes back with the story. So don't ever, ever try to stop yourself from saying But you should recognize that if you're saying every sentence and all the time, it might be an excuse to kind of show us that you're a bit cloudy. It might be a way of you expressing your insecurity about talking, and that's slightly different than searching for what you know. If it's just there because you have to make sound because you don't know what else to say, it's slightly different, and it's a nervous thing. It can be detrimental to the message you're trying to create. That's all. I just wanted to talk about the because there is sometimes some mystery around that. One of the things about speaking with his jaw and a real relaxed down there, and when he's thinking it, it kind of looks like he's just about to burp all the time. Is that? Yeah, I mean, he tends to pull his kind of chin in like that.
In a very caring and aggressive way, where she'd sort of, I get phone calls sort of.
He's got a good posture and he's sitting down on it, but somehow when he's doing that, it just looks to me like he's continually about to burp, but it doesn't ever happens. He's just speaking. So maybe you want to watch out that you're not really overemphasizing this, you know, low chin and low larynx and pulling the jaw open too wide, but it's good to have the flexibility to be able to create space at the back of your mouth, because that's a huge chasm, right? That's a big area that you can make more dynamic to create space for deeper resonance, so you can have a richer, warmer, more impactful and authoritative voice. Well, that's my quick review of Daniel Craig. I was asked the other day in one of these videos why can I do a full impersonation of people, I'd get many more views. But the thing is, I'm not really here doing impersonations. In fact, to do that properly, I'd want to spend time on them. And because I'm trying to give you different insights into what could work and what might not work for you, that to me is more important. And so if I'm not doing impersonations, well, I apologize, but it's not really for that. It's not about mimicking other people. For me, it's about sharing what might work and what might not work and how they possibly are making those sounds, as opposed to showing how able I am to, you know, depict another person's voice myself. And sometimes I might, because I find it fun, but if I'm going to do that like I do professionally, I will spend lots of time on it, and I don't have that time. I want to make more videos for you, because we're nearly at 50,000 subscribers. You guys are asking for plenty of videos, and I've got to get through them. So I'm gonna go now and edit this and put it online for you guys. Enjoy, have a good week, enjoy wherever you are. I know some of the world is back on lockdown again, which is such a shame. So I hope you're all well and looking after yourself and keeping your immune system healthy. So thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.